The state's Energy Highway Task Force, Governor Andrew Cuomo's public-private initiative to upgrade and modernize New York's electric power system, is looking at a variety of plans and proposals to improve the transmission and distribution of electricity. Dave Flanagan is a spokesman for the New York Independent System Operator.
The biggest development would be the response to the request for information from the governor's Energy Highway Task Force. And while we are not a member of that task force, we are sort of an independent technical advisor and resource to the task force. Governor Cuomo's Energy Highway Initiative, combined with last year's Power New York law to address the siting of new generation, are clear signals that New York State is focused on building a brighter future for electricity consumers in New York and solving some of these historic congestion points on our transmission grid, which in times of high demand prohibit the ability or limit the ability to get low-cost power from western and upstate New York down to the real load center in New York, which is New York City and Long Island.
Flanagan traces New York's power bottleneck from Utica through Albany and south through the Hudson Valley.
The solutions can include upgrading transmission lines, building new transmission lines, building less expensive generation in closer proximity to the area that needs the power, or employing what we refer to as demand reduction, demand response programs in those areas as well.
Along with the various plans come environmental concerns, jobs, and opportunities to incorporate renewable energy sources such as wind, water, and solar power. Central Hudson's John Masurgian.
So some of these projects would run through the Mid-Hudson Valley area, including one that would go from Leeds down to the Pleasant Valley substation in Dutchess County, New York. And currently there are two 345,000-volt lines that run from Leeds into Pleasant Valley, and one of the projects would be to add a third 345 kV line, which would significantly reduce bottlenecks and allow power to flow more freely from upstate down to the New York City area.
Masurgian notes that by improving the ability to transmit energy to where the power loads are will help increase efficiency, lower costs, and improve the environmental footprint. He says projects which entail building along existing transmission corridors would result in minimal impact to communities.
Which is important because that will help streamline the process and hopefully allow these projects to take place at a quicker pace. But we do need to act now for what might happen in the future.
The time span for transmission upgrades ranges between 10 and 20 years, depending on the location and any potential changes to technology as new developments occur. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.